to be lifted to a higher dimension as you listen to this prophetic and practical teaching. Your life will never remain the same. The entrance of the word brings light. So get ready for a fresh word that will bless and encourage you. And now, here is your teacher.
I want to take us on a subject, while men slept. While men slept. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to verse 30. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 through 30. Another parable he set before them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. I'm going to start my teaching from verse 25. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Don't forget, verse 24 tells us what the man did. He did good business. His marriage was successful. His wedding was okay. He had good plans and then went to bed. There is a time for man to sleep, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. If somebody tells you that because the devil is walking about like a lion seeking for whom to devour, then you should not sleep. Now, the person is not telling you the truth. There is a time for man to sleep. My sleep here is in inverted commas. My sleep here is in quotes. In other words, I'm not only referring to the literal meaning of sleep. Sleep simply means inactiveness. When you are sleeping, you are not acting. When you are sleeping, you are not walking. So sleeper can refer to negligence. It can refer to carelessness. It can refer to that time where you are passive. It can refer to that time where you begin to live, I don't care life. It doesn't matter. Where you begin to think some certain spiritual exercises don't matter. Where you begin to have too much confidence in what you have done in the time past. Sleep here can mean a life of mediocrity, a life of average. I prayed in the morning, why do I need to pray again before going to bed? I prayed while going to bed, why do I need to pray again this morning? Praise God. In fact, I prayed yesterday, I was in church on Sunday, so why do I need to tell the pastor I am traveling for him to pray for me? There is no need. Inactiveness, negligence. Bible says, be vigilant. Praise God. For your adversary, the devil is walking about like a rolling lion, seeking for whom to devour. I said, why men slept? Why men are careless? Why men are too confident in themselves? Your adversary is looking for whom to devour. Is looking for whom to kill. While men slept. Why people believe that there is no point praying. There is no point disturbing pastor. There is no point praying about it. Let me just go. God will have his way. The Bible says, why men slept. There is nothing wrong to sleep. But if you knew that someone will attack you while you are sleeping or during your sleeping time, I'm sure that you will learn how to moderate your sleep. If you knew that even though it is your right for you to sleep, it is your right for you to be careless, it is your right for you to go about whatever you want to do without anybody prognosing, if you knew that there was going to be an attacker, I'm sure that you will not stop in trying to see how you can moderate your sleep. Praise God. My admonition to you is that while it is your right to sleep, don't allow your sleep to give your enemy an advantage. Praise God. While it is your right to sleep, don't give your enemy an advantage. Don't allow the enemy have a field day in your life simply because you are not doing the things you ought to do. The Bible says, but resist him. But do what? Resist him. Stand against him. He will come. But ensure that you are alert. Ensure that you won't be sleeping when the enemy will come. I'd like you to know that the enemy also sleeps, but he does not do that when there is work to do. Praise God. Your enemy also sleeps. He also goes about his business. But you know, your enemy won't go to bed until he's finished his work. If he knows that staying 12 midnight for 13 days is going to bring your life to an end, he will spend 13 midnight to get your life to an end. And then when he has concluded by killing you, he can now go and enjoy his sleep. And then there are Christians who have work to do, and they are enjoying sleep. Like I said before, I'm not only talking about the literal sleep. I'm talking about all forms of spiritual inactiveness, all forms of spiritual carelessness, all forms of spiritual negligence. Someone has had a dream, and the dream is a terrible one. And all he did or all she did was to wake up and said, it's not my portion in Jesus' name. And that's all. And it's God. Praise God. It's not my portion. It's not me. Someone has had a dream and he saw himself in the grave or in a coffin. And he wakes up and does like this. It's not my portion in Jesus' name. And that's all. It took the devil more to put you where you saw yourself. And so did you just take a stand and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that coffin, I break it, and that grave, I covered it. Or you just said, it's not my portion, and off you go. Praise Master Jesus. The enemy is walking about like a rolling lion. And so there are seven things you see. You don't just refer them to people, you deal with them. Praise God. Are you still with me? And I'd like you to understand that the devil that is fighting you, the enemy that is fighting you, is not sleeping the way you are sleeping. It's not as careless as you do. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 25b, and the Bible says, but while men slept, his enemy came and sought us. Know that the enemy will always come. The enemy will always come. Whether you are prepared or not. The enemy will always come. But will he just have a few days in your life without any opposition? Will he just come and mess you up without anybody saying, stop that? Will the enemy come and enter your home and there is nobody to harass him? You can't enter a compound that there is a dog and the dog don't make noise. Praise God. The dog, even if he has no teeth, even if he cannot bite, but it's going to bark. It's going to bark. It's going to shout. It's raising an alarm. He's saying there is something that has entered this compound that is different from the people I used to know. Will the enemy enter your life, enter your house, enter your business, and pull something that you have built for a long time down without opposition? The Bible says, resist him. Stand against him. Are you there watching the enemy gradually taking away your good health, gradually reducing your business? And all you are saying, it is God's will. When it is God's time, he will do his thing. Are you resisting him enough? The enemy will always come. But the big question is, will he have a few days in your life without any opposition? Will you just sleep and sleep and sleep until the enemy will do all he wants to do? Won't you do something, my brother? Won't you do something about this sickness? Won't you do something about this financial harassment? Would you stand up? The Bible says one day Anna decided that enough was enough. She went very early to the church and said, God, this is between me and you. If you don't open my womb and give me assurance, I'm not going to let you go. Praise God. All these years I've been going to Shiloh, but this time around, I've got to get something out of this thing. Won't you do something about this thing that the devil is doing? Won't you rise up? Will you just keep quiet and say, well, anyhow God wants, let him do. Will you just keep quiet and say, whatever the will of God is, let it be done in my life. The Bible says the enemy is moving like a lion, looking for whom to devour, but resist him, standing firm in faith. Praise the Lord. He said, while men slept, the enemy came, sowed tares amongst the wheat. The enemy came and introduced poison in the food. The enemy came and introduced sickness in an healthy body. The enemy came and introduced hatred in a loving marriage. The enemy came and introduced division in a united church. The enemy came and introduced loss in a good business. Why men slept? The enemy came. And let me tell this to you. Whenever the enemy shows up, he doesn't show up with the same thing you planted. He shows up with something that will choke what you have planted.
When an enemy shows up, he doesn't show up to add to what you already have. He shows up to take away. The Bible says, for the thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's what he comes for. Why men were careless? Why men didn't take it for anything? Why men didn't count it for anything? The enemy showed up and sowed tares. He planted tares. The place that worries me the most is the last sentence. The Bible says, he planted among the wheat and went his way. Praise God. And went his way. Too easy for him. Too easy for the enemy to enter. He entered, did what he wanted to do, and left from the same door. He didn't enter by the window. He entered by the door. Nobody noticed him. Nobody saw him. Nobody harassed him. Nobody asked him to stop. He finished his business and he went. He was not arrested. He was not resisted. There was nobody who stood at the door and said, go back and undo the things that you have done. Nobody who stood up and said, these things that you have done shall never come to pass in my family. He succeeded in his thinking. He succeeded in his plan. And the Bible says, he went his way. Will you allow it? Will you allow every blessing you have received from January up until November, that at December, an enemy will come and introduce poison into it? Praise the Lord. The enemy come, sow ties, and went his way. What an easy ride. When he came, nobody noticed him. He entered and sowed the tares. He was still not noticed. And worst of all, he finished and went his way. And no one was there to stop him. He finished and went his way. No one was there to oppose him. He finished and went his way. No one was there to take away the things that he has stolen. He came. He saw and he conquered. May that not be your story. I say, may that not be your story in the name of Jesus. Look at verse 26. But when the grain sprouted and brought forth fruit, then appears the tares also. Now, this is another worrying part in the lives of many. Funny as it seems, the tares hid itself under the main plant. It avoided every notice. The tares was planted in such a way that it will not show up on the wedding day. It was planted in such a way that it will not show up during pregnancy. But it is programmed to show up on the delivery date. It was planted in such a way that it wouldn't show up when you are trying to borrow money to start that business. It has been planted, but it won't show up until when you have successfully borrowed money and you have gone to pay for the goods. And then suddenly the tares will show up and the goods are damaged and the money is gone. The Bible says the enemy came, he planted the tares, and yet the owners of the farm, they came every day, but they couldn't notice it. They didn't know that their food has been poisoned. They didn't know that an enemy has put in something, and that thing was programmed to manifest on the D-Day. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice. Every program of Satan waiting to manifest on the day of your joy, let it be aborted in the name of Jesus. Did you say that? Amen. Let it be aborted in the name of Jesus. Every demonic program that has its expiration date on the day of my manifestation. He planted the tiles not on the day that she had the admission. He planted it, and the tares was there. It grew together until the day of graduation. While putting on the graduation gown on the convocation arena, she slumped and died. Suddenly, the Bible says, when it was time for the fruit to show up, the moment the fruit showed up, the tares also appeared. Every tare that has appeared in your harvest, in your time of manifestation, they didn't show up when you were suffering. They didn't show up when you were begging. But now that things are beginning to show up for you, suddenly an enemy has shown up. Every demonic spirit on assignment showing up on the day of your harvest, let it be cursed in the name of Jesus. I'm talking to somebody here. That every spirit, every demonic seed that is waiting for the day of happiness, is waiting for the day of promotion, is waiting for the day of your joy, so that it will show up, so that it will manifest and reduce your joy and reduce your harvest, may the Lord release fire on them now in the name of Jesus. The enemy planted the tares, but the tares was successfully hidden. Every poison of the enemy that has been hidden successfully within you, let the fire of God expose them. Let the fire of God expose them. Let the fire of God expose them. Let the fire of God expose them in the name of Jesus. Let God rise and say, stop drinking this water. You didn't know that it is the water you are drinking that is causing all the problems. And every day you are drinking from it. Let God show up and say, my dear, stop drinking this water. Let God show up and say, stop going to that man's house. Let God show up and say, stop visiting that woman. Let God show up and say, stop that girl from coming to your house. Let God show up and say, send this your house girl away. Otherwise, on the day of manifestation, the tares appeared. The tares showed up. And there are people that tares have shown up on the day of their harvest. It didn't show up when they were starting. It has shown up now. After periods and years of struggle. And you are thinking now, I will finally be happy. And then the tithes showed up. All tithes. Why do you show up at this critical period of my life? All tithes. Why are you showing up now that I need my body the more? All tithes of unhealthiness. All tithes of diseases. Why did you decide to show up now that I've just been given a new job? Why? Praise God. All these years, it's been you that have been running, that has been walking. Nothing has happened to you. You've gone to so many hospitals. You've done so many tests. And yet, every time you are satisfied, okay. And then now, you have been given a job. And they say, go for medical fitness tests. And the moment you go there, they say they have discovered something. Your blood pressure is high. We cannot take you in this job. Oh, Taz, why do you need to show up now? Why didn't you show up when I didn't have a job so that I know how to treat you? Why didn't you show up when I didn't have this offer so that I would have taken time to treat you? Why show up now that I don't have any opportunity to say something? And I pray for you tonight that task that is waiting to show up in order to stop you from entering your next level, let it die now. If I'm talking to you, respond. Let it die now. Let it end now. Why show up now? Why show up now that somebody has just approached to me? Why didn't I have this problem long, long time ago? Oh, Tas, why are you showing up now? It is because the enemy who did it programmed it to show up that time. Programmed it to show up when you are about to enjoy your life. When you are about to be lifted. And the Bible says in verse 26, but when the grain sprouted, when the fruit showed up, the Bible said then appeared. It looked as if it was sudden, but it wasn't sudden. It was there all this while. He said, when the grain sprouted up and brought up fruit, then the danger showed up. He showed up. It sounded as if it appeared suddenly, but it has been there all the while, just waiting for the ideal time to show up. Now look at verse 27. So the bond servants of the landowner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? God didn't Didn't you bless me? God, are you not the one that gave me this husband? God, are you not the one that gave me this job? How come it is looking as if it wasn't you? God, I know that you spoke to me clearly. I heard you when I took this decision. I heard you before I started this business. In fact, I dedicated my capital on the altar. God, are you not the one? They came and asked him, said, didn't you sow good seed? Why is it happening like this? Didn't you plant good things on this field? Didn't you start business well in January? Was life not working for you in October? How come that in December, it's as if you have never earned money before? Sir, didn't you sow good seeds? Then they ask a question, how then does it have tires? We cannot explain. We can't explain. Didn't you sow good seeds here? How come? How come there are tires? How come there are poisons? How come that the devil has taken over your business that was dedicated to God? How come that the devil is now the owner of your house that you poured anointing oil the first day you stepped in? How come? How come? And you know, some of us don't have an answer to it. Because we didn't see him. We didn't see when the enemy stepped in as a friend. We thought he was a friend. We thought she was a friend. So we never took it to heart. But he entered and performed all he needed to perform and went his way. We didn't know it. How come? But look at the response. Verse 28. He said to them, an enemy has done this. Every oppression of the enemy in your life, let it come to an end. Let it come to an end. Let it come to an end. Hear me and hear me well. There is what a friend can do, and there is also what an enemy can do. He said, an enemy has done this. It couldn't have been done by a friend. It couldn't have been a friend that did it, because a friend could not have done that. And the owner said, an enemy has done this. They were asking him, how come that by December you are crying when you were smiling by October? And he said, an enemy has done this. It couldn't have been a friend. If he were my friend, he would not make me cry. It is an enemy that did it. He said it's an enemy that did it. And I like you not to take an enemy for a friend. He has done something wrong. And you are still saying, it's my friend. The man said, this is not the work of a friend. This is the work of my enemy. And I pray for you today that every activity of the enemy in your life, behind and before, by your left and by your right, let them scatter in the name of Jesus. An enemy has done this. It's an enemy that is the reason behind this my misfortune. It's an enemy. He said to them, an enemy has done this. The bond servant said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? But he said, no. Lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. At that point, it has gotten to a point of no return. I pray, may the enemy not have a stronghold in your life. It has gotten to a point where the man says, let's allow them. There is nothing we can do now again. Oh God, let my enemy not take me to that place where there is nothing I can do again. There is nothing I can do. Everything that is happening is only what the enemy has done. Can we go and gather them out? He said, no, it's already too late now. The damage has already been done. The enemy has taken so much. There is nothing you can do now. And there is another word that put fear in my heart. Verse 30. He said, let both grow together King James said, let them grow together until the harvest. Let them grow together. Today we are living in the world where we grow side by side with our enemy. But I wrote something down in my book. I said, even though we will grow together, I will do everything possible to outgrow my enemy. He said, let them grow together. Allow them to live in the same compound. Allow them to stay in the same house. There is no way you can divide them. The mother is not a witch, but somehow they have initiated the daughter into witchcraft here, and both of them are lying on the same bed. Allow them to grow together. There is nothing you can do now. The child has been initiated and the mother doesn't know. Let them grow together. The mother is a witch and the son doesn't know her. Every day he runs to the mother. Let them grow together. But my admonition to you is that while you are growing together, do everything to develop strength that will be greater than the growth of your enemy. Don't allow your enemy to grow more than you. Let us grow together does not mean let us grow equal. Let us grow together means let us remain in the same environment. But depending on the work that you put on yourself, you can grow bigger than your enemy. You can grow stronger than your enemy. You can grow taller than your enemy. And when you become taller and greater than your enemy, you will be able to match your enemy until the harvest. Don't allow the manipulation of witches and wizards to be greater than your prayer life. The wizard does fasting more than you. His spiritual strength is stronger than your own. Praise God. That's what God is saying. He said, let them both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Praise God. On the day of harvest, I will tell the reapers, not the servant now, because they cannot help themselves. But I will employ the services of special reapers. And I pray that God will release reapers on your behalf. God will release reapers on your behalf. The people who have been specially trained to separate the enemy. The people who have been specially trained to remove the poisons that the enemies have put in your body without cutting your intestine. He said, I will command the reapers. Don't forget that it was the servant that were talking. But he said, allow them to grow together on the day of harvest. And let me declare by the anointing of God present in this meeting, somebody under the sound of my voice, today is your own day of harvest. I said, today is your own day of harvest. That a reaper will be sent on your behalf. That what you have not been able to gather out, the reaper will be commanded. And he said, I will tell the reaper, gather the tares first and put them in bundle and set them on fire. Gather the plant and then put them in my warehouse. Let me pray for you. The tares that the enemy planted into your life will not be greater than your harvest. The tares that the poison the enemy has planted in your life, in your business, in your finances, will not bring your life down. It will not end you. The tares couldn't end the harvest. It couldn't stop the day of harvest. The Bible said, let them grow together. Thank God the plant kept growing. Why the tares is growing? I'm not going to stop the witch and the wizard from attending meeting in their covens. I'm not going to stop the herbalist and the native doctor from pouring libation and incantation. But I'm going to play my part. I'm going to pray so that every time he sends fire, the fire will come to my door and will return back to him. So that every time he sends poison, the poison will return back to him. I won't stop them from shedding innocent blood, but I will stop them from shedding my own blood. I won't stop them from flying in the sky, but I will stop them from flying over my head. They can fly wherever they want to fly, but they cannot fly over my head. He said, let them grow together. Let them grow together. Child of God, I'd like you to know that we are growing together in this world. With witches and wizards, with wicked men and women. We are growing together in this world. with people that are shedding blood. We are growing together in this world with people that are drinking blood. You don't know who your neighbor is. You may have a neighbor who is drinking blood every day, and you are there. Every morning you wake up and say good morning, and you go. And yet every morning your neighbor goes to the temple and would do manipulation. And when he tells you good morning, he tells you good morning with something added to it. And you are just living a normal life. The Bible says, let them grow together until the day of harvest. But if you don't mind the way you grow, you may not get to the day of harvest. If you are not careful with the kind of strength and capacity you develop, on the day of harvest, it will only be the problem. You will not be found anywhere. I want to pray for you now. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I give you praise. Whatever an enemy has done in your life, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. The man said, an enemy has done this. But he could have done something about it. He decided to wait. As your father in the Lord, I don't want to wait until that enemy defeats you. I stand today and declare, whatever the enemy has done in your life, I command it canceled now. I command it canceled now. I command it broken now. Whatever an enemy has put in your life, I command it removed now. 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 The owner can decide whatever he wants. In this case, the owner decided they should grow together. But I am saying they cannot grow together. That enemy, that poison cannot grow together. That curse cannot grow together. Let it be separated. Let it be separated. Let it be separated. Let it be separated. In the name of Jesus. Kabato Zakaya. Regede mando sakaya. Anyhow, that whatever the enemy is done is hiding so that it will not be seen. Today it has been exposed. I command it, wherever you are hiding, as a cat, as a rat, as a cockroach, wherever you are hiding, as a snake, wherever you are hiding, in whatever form, I release fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. They said, let it wait until the time of harvest. They said, the moment the fruits showed up, the moment the fruits showed up, the task also appeared. Today, whatever wants to appear to cancel your profit, whatever wants to appear to close your business, whatever wants to appear to make them sack you from job, whatever want to appear to make you lose your peace, I command it never to appear. Never to appear. Never to appear. Never to appear. Hey, makaya handaya. Regedegedeya. Legedema shontaya. Whatever is hiding, waiting for the day to appear. To appear. Somebody here, every ghost, evil ghost that have been sent, and the ghost is hiding, waiting to appear on the 20th of December, waiting to appear on the 15th of December, by the power of God, I return you back. I return you back. In the name of Jesus. I say this as somebody that has a spiritual cover over you. That any evil that would have appeared to introduce tears in your eye will never appear. Will never appear. Will never appear.
will never appear. Will never appear. Will never appear. Will never appear. Will never appear. Will never appear. Will never appear. Will never appear. Will never appear. In the name of Jesus. Your fruit will grow alone without any hindrance. Your fruit, your profit, your marriage, your business, now will grow, now will increase. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever they stole from you, receive it back. Receive it back. On this ground, you are going back with the things that were taken from you by force. In the name of Jesus, by any chance the enemy has introduced sickness in your body, you are healed in the name of Jesus. I say, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Let the handwork of Satan disappear, and let the work of God appear. Let the work of the devil disappear. And let the work of God appear. Let the work of the devil disappear. Let the work of God appear. Let the work of the devil disappear. Let the work of God appear. Let the work of the devil disappear. And let the work of God appear in your life. I thank you, Father. I initiate you into life. You won't be among those that will be counted as dead this year. Oh, you won't die. I cancel death over your life. Even though you were earmarked to die, by the voice of God, the death is broken in your life. It's broken in your life. It's broken in your life. And let me say this. By prophetic declaration, because you are here, that your brother, that your sister has been rescued from the hand of death. For your sake, let that your brother, let that your sister be delivered in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name.
And I long to worship.